Vote.
Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would love to include your opinion. To start, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I don't know. Are you looking for something in particular? Or
oh, well, this is...
Who are you pulling for?
Well, we're not told, so we don't influence your opinions, but we are an independent research company. The survey is about forest and wildlife industries. Hello?
I don't know. I guess I don't have anything specific in mind other than the way the government uses money, but I could go on for that for quite a while.
Well, it is a very short survey. We just want to hear your opinion.
Sure. Shoot me the question. What's up?
Thank you. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Misappropriation of funds.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
The giant island of recyclables in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, thank you. Let me just find the right... Okay, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Yes, I don't have a specific one.
The first one that pops into your mind. There's no right or wrong.
What was the question specifically again?
Yes, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Environmental. I'd say our a giant push for renewable energy.
Okay. Let me just
find... Despite what people think, it actually takes a lot to make solar panels. Sure, they make energy, you know, once they're made, but it actually takes a lot to make the solar panels in the first place.
Okay. Thank you. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Mining?
I guess I'm not super familiar, but I haven't heard anything bad, so I think it's fair.
Medical manufacturing?
Just shy of fair.
Refining?
I guess, I don't know. Do you have like a 1 to 5 or what kind of scale are you going at?
Oh, the scale is excellent, good, just fair, or poor. And we want to know how would you rate the environmental performance of the Minnesota industry, like refining.
Yep. I guess that section would be, I don't know if I want to say poor, but just above poor. I don't know if I'd say it.
Mm-hmm. I'd prefer a scale of 10.
Okay, and the scale is excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
No, I know. I was just saying that's why I prefer a scale of like 10. It's either okay or it's really bad, because you've got a few options. Okay. All right, what's the next one?
I'm sorry, I didn't get which one you picked for refining.
I guess poor.
Okay. Thank you. What about electric utilities?
Fair.
Forest products?
Decent.
Between good and just fair?
Good, I guess.
Thank you. And agriculture and farming?
Good.
Thank you very much. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? We're using the same scale, excellent, good, just fair, or poor. The first one is Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Forest and timber industries.
I don't know. Fair. I'm not super familiar with that section.
Thank you. The U.S. Forest Service.
Fair.
County Land Department. County Land Department.
Four.
Environmental groups.
Four.
Thank you very much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Do you need them again?
No, it's somewhat significant.
Okay, thank you. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Good question. I guess I haven't checked recently. Some are around the same number that's harvested.
Thank you very much. There's no right or wrong answer. We just want to hear your opinion. So. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I didn't quite understand. Are you asking if they're using sustainable practices currently or not?
Let me repeat it. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I think it varies by company, but I guess maybe generally not.
Okay, thank you. And what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No, I don't think it's possible.
Thank you. And do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
What do you mean by city or county land? I'm not entirely sure what you mean by the question.
County, Let me repeat the question. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
I guess they're not parks, but they're owned by the state or city or government in some form. I would say it's not acceptable.
Okay, thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Are you saying, like, the government will designate a section that is only usable to grow trees for industry?
That will be harvested. And yes, that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No, I don't think the government should be designating sections specific for industry. No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I think it's appropriate, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Not. You shouldn't be using whole trees. No.
Thank you. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry?
I'm sure it has to make sense, but I can't remember anything off the top of my head now.
Okay, that's fine. And do you donate money to environmental causes?
Yeah.
Now, for something different, but before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in the economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest to be a major component in Minnesota's state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
What was the second one you said? Significant?
A significant, yes. Is major, a significant, a minor, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I mean, it's definitely fading, but I think it's still a significant portion currently.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
I guess I would generally support it, yes.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. In Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment to use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural communities, forests, of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
I would support.
Thank you very much. Now we're almost there. And now I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first one is create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills.
Support.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities.
I don't support.
Okay, and that would be opposed. And then we have work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one is get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide.
Absolutely support. We totally undervalue trade in our school here.
Thank you. Now, finally, these last few questions are about you and your household. This is just for statistical purposes. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49? 50 and 64, 65 plus?
I'm 34.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Large.
Large city, thank you.
Large city, yeah.
Thank you. Now, is your annual income, household income, less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or $100,000 plus?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal / progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I'm left or center, however you want to put that in here.
So, moderate?
Yeah.
Or do you... Okay, thank you.
Moderate fine, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, in which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Is it manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, or retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
That's super broad, but I guess I'd be a white-collar professional.
Okay, thank you. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. So have a wonderful night as well.
You too.
Take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Thanks. Good night.